9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. Presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. Apparently flying solo today. I don't know. I thought Coach might be in here, but it is our first of our shortened Saturday Sports Connections here for the summer. Next 6 weeks at least, we'll be down to just a half an hour. And that's because we just don't have a ton of stuff. It just is what it is. We want to thank our sponsors for supporting your Saturday Sports Connection. They are Surf Pro of Vermilion County as your presenting sponsor. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hi to Fifi and Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. Go to him for all your insurance and financial needs today. Well, we can jump right into prospect league action here for the week. Danville 3-5 on the week. They're still having some of their struggles out there. As Coach making his way in here, we've got Danville winning earlier in the week over Alton 9-8. They would lose to Thrillville 9-5. Lafayette would take 3-4 in a back-to-back day doubleheaders, 9-3-7, 3-1-7, 2-1-7, before Danville would win the final game 7-4. Danville would slaughter Champion City 16-6-7. Then last night, Thrillville took the freedom out of the Dan's bats, winning 14-1 in seven innings today. Danville at Champion City. Then Danville will host Terre Haute this week before being on the road again at Champion City, at Terre Haute, and then hosting Illinois Valley. Welcome, Coach.
Morning, Chad.
You sound a little winded. Were they chasing you with fireworks on the way here?
No, it's just road construction. It's just
it's inevitable. And I thought that they were going to have all that wrapped up here by 4th of July weekend. That's usually kind of like the break-off point for that, and
well,
then they start
new
projects.
So hey, I like your shirt.
Says, well, thanks.
You know, you're company man now. Illini's best choice, 980 WITY.
That's Illiana's best
choice. Oh, Illiana's best choice. Sorry.
Yeah. You got to know the branding here, Coach.
Well, you're doing a little branding. I'm surprised you don't have your WITY hat on.
I don't have the WITY hat. No.
You don't?
I don't.
I have one.
I know. We gave it to you.
Yeah, I know you did. Adadius.
Yep. We got Terre Haute, 3-2 for the week. They lost to Jackson 9-4. They had another game with Jackson canceled. DuBois County won over the Rex 7-4. Then three-game winning streak, winning over Springfield 10-7, over DuBois County 15-4, and over DuBois County again last night 7-2. Springfield in Terre Haute today, then Terre Haute on the road at Danville, at Lafayette, home to Danville, home to Normal. You got Lafayette.
I got Lafayette.
You got Lafayette.
Where are they at? I think that's where Purdue University is at, isn't it?
They're in West Lafayette.
Oh, that's right.
Or maybe they are kind of like a Champaign-Urbana situation, right, where they maybe share both.
Lafayette, when I think about Lafayette, I think of Lafayette, Jeff, the Broncos, and then I think of Lafayette Central Catholic.
The Broncos with the H, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. 5-3 for the week. Illinois Valley 9, Lafayette 3, Champaign. I always want to say Champaign City, but it's Champion City 4, mm-hmm. Lafayette 1, Lafayette 9, Danville 3. Lafayette 3, Danville 1. Not a good week for the Dans. Lafayette 2, Danville 1. Danville 7, Lafayette 4. Lafayette 12, Normal 3. Lafayette 7, Chillicothe 5. That was last night. And there, Chillicothe's at Lafayette today. Champion City at Lafayette. Lafayette at Normal. I believe it's home to Corn Bandit. Is that right?
Corn Belters. There
we go. Yeah. No, I meant they're playing the Corn.
They play at the Corn Crib.
Corn Crib. There we go.
Corn Crib. Yeah.
Terre Haute at Lafayette, and Champion City at Lafayette, and Johnstown at Lafayette. Western Conference, Eastern Conference All Star Game Tuesday. I believe that's in Springfield. I believe.
I don't know.
It was on TV the other day.
Very good. Well, yeah. Springfield will have. It's kind of a centralized location and definitely has kind of the all-star vibe, I think, typically.
Well, at one time, and I think this is true, and I have to go back in history, you can correct me, Mr. Trivia.
Okay.
Springfield used to have, I believe, a AAA farm club for the St. Louis Cardinals. I
don't know if it was AAA, but at one time I do know that they did have minor league baseball there.
And I think that's where they're going to play the All-Star
Robin
game.
Roberts Stadium.
Yeah, Robin Roberts Stadium. Yeah. There you go.
Named after, of course, Robin Roberts. Not the ESPN / Good Morning America host, but rather the former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher.
Yeah, I think he was also a very good basketball player. I might be wrong on this one, but I think
you're right. He was tall. He was like 6'6", I thought. 6'5", 6'6".
I think he's in our IBCA Hall of Fame, I believe. I'd have to go back and look. But anyway.
All right. So
Eastern Illinois baseball.
No, we're not done with Prospect League yet.
Oh, we're going to go back?
We've got to go for the
Oh, you got to give the stats.
Give the standings here. So second half of the season's already started. You got Lafayette in the second half, 4-3. They're a game up on Johnstown over in the Eastern Conference. You have DuBois County and the Central, 4-2. Rex, half game back, but Rex had clinched the first half division, so they'll automatically have a playoff bid here at the end of the year. Danville, 3-5 to start the second half of the season there. I guess that'd be two games back, as it were. Trying to do the math there on that.
I lost four games against Lafayette. That didn't help
them
any.
It's tough, yeah. So taking a look at any league leaders right now, top five across the board in hitting, you've got Diaz and Polanco for the Rex, each up in RBIs. Polanco's got 39, Diaz 28. Polanco's got 10 more than the next best person, and that would be Isa McCall for the Thrillbillies. Diaz tied for third. You have Diaz leading the way with 7 home runs for the Rex, and Garcia for the Rex and Wright stealing a lot of bases. Wright with 29, Garcia with 24 as part of that small ball we talked about last week. And then they're doing it with pitching too. Guadamuz and Moss, top two in ERA, top two in wins. Guadamuz has 5, Moss with 4. Guadamuz also leading the league with strikeouts, 45. I got the feeling we may see Guadamuz at a higher level at some point, maybe some organized baseball. Swanson, 4th in strikeouts with 35, and that is where it's at for the week of
Prospect. Chad, maybe to go back a little bit, I think there's sometimes a secondary draft, maybe they did away with that, where after the season's over, some of those guys, and maybe they sign as free agents. They still could do that.
Because
you got winter ball coming up. Some of them could go down to Arizona and play, whatever may be the case. You know, and that's why a lot of them go to the junior college level, because they can go after 2 years or even after 1 year and get drafted.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, draft was last month, right? Don't they usually have the baseball draft in June, I think?
Yes.
So even if they don't get drafted, depending on whether or not they have the choice to sign in the draft, or they can continue their career. It's not as rigid, I don't think, as what basketball has had, where if you have an agent, you know, and all that. And of course, nowadays with NIL, you have an agent. So it's
everybody has an agent.
Everybody's got an agent. Even the coaches have agents nowadays. They
yes,
get
they
in
do.
On that little
I had
NIL
one for a while.
Action. Yeah. So. But you don't get the NIL stuff.
No, yeah. Mine's a little bit different. I've known Chris Warren for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not Chris. We had a player. That's how I got to know him back when I was doing the pro league in England. Mm-hmm. And Chris is originally from Muncie, and I've stayed at his house several times in Annapolis. He now has coaches. And he has players. He just plays 3 or 4 players from Australia, does a lot of stuff in Australia. So
yeah,
but that's what the agent part is.
That is
all right. Let's go.
Let's go EIBL here. Coach.
IBL.
I'm gonna go with you on these papers here because that'll be your last page there. My printer ate mine, and I was up against the clock, so that's why I've got a half-eaten piece of paper right here. Looks like a shark attacked it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, Chaz did just celebrate his 50th anniversary, so.
Eastern Illinois baseball, the Danville Dirtbag, 16. Buckley, what a surprise. Over Buckley, 12. Buckley, 11. Danville, 2. Paxson, the Swedes, 14, Royal 1, Paxson 3, Royal 2, Arcola with a bye. Tomorrow it's Royal at Buckley for doubleheader, Arcola at Danville for 2. I believe that's out of Gruber Park. Paxson mm-hmm. with a bye.
And let me tell you, that last weekend just set the probably the most interesting EI weekend that we've had in some time, as it just kind of threw out the standings here. You see Danville getting the win there. You had Paxton sweeping Royal. So for first time in a long time, we kind of have an interesting race here. So the Buckley Dutch Masters are 8-2 on top of the standings. Royal's one game back with 7-3. Paxton two games back, 6-4. Then you have the Dirtbags at 3-7. They're five games back. Arcola's still looking for their first win. They're 0-8 on the year. But to see kind of how that shaped out there, now you really got a three-team race for the yeah. crown there, the regular season crown.
Well, that league's always been going on, what would we say, over 50-some years. Mm-hmm. So, and if you've never been to the Dutch Masters Park, it's a very nice – I mean, it's very yeah. well-kept baseball park. I've not ever been to – Paxton or Royal, one of those places.
So Royal plays over at St. Joe, over
right.
that park
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the new park.
The new
yeah,
park.
Yeah, I've been by that one. Not been on it, but I've been by it.
Could not tell you where Paxton plays. They play in their park up there. They got like a really nice park.
Yeah.
It's a park. It's a public park.
Right, public. So. I've been by, but I'm not sure.
I know Arcola plays at the park, so if you get right off the interstate there at the exit 203, you've got like the kind of the business district right there. All right. It sits there on the south side of like that hotel, I think, is where that ball diamond is. So,
well, there you go.
Not too bad facilities.
Senior American League Legion Baseball, Dan will post through 10 speakers at Princeton, round robin. Dan will post through 10 speakers, 11. Kentucky post 8, Saints 19 under 1. Dan will post through 10 speakers, Princeton post 25-0. Crawfordsville, Byron Cox post 7-2-4. Dan will post through 10 speakers, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that should be 4-3 with Crawfordsville yep. with the win. Yesterday in the TB 24 Memorial Tournament at Carl Gruber Complex, just right down the road, Dan will post through 10 speakers, 4. Crawfordsville, 3. Alton, 1. Danville, 0. Terre Haute, Wayne Newton. I love that name. 3, 4, 6, 5. Alton, 4. Terre Haute, 6. Rock Island, 4.
And it should be noted that they've adjusted the schedule. Barrington did not come down for this tournament. So they've had to shuffle the deck again for today's schedule here.
Well, today you got Alton versus Crawfordsville. And you got Crawfordsville versus Rock Island, Rock Island versus Daniel Post 210, and Daniel Post 210 versus Terre Haute. That's today at Carl Gruber Park. Tomorrow, same thing at Carl Gruber Park. This week, the speakers are at West Terre Haute Post 501, and they're at Rantoul 287, then they're at Crawfordsville. Junior American Legion. My hat goes off to those players, the coaches, and the people that put all this on.
Yeah.
I mean, the number of games, the travel, the expense, it's quite a task. It's
there are a lot of hands.
A lot of, yep, a lot of moving parts. And give a lot of credit to the Legion and the people that do that. Junior American Legion Baseball, obviously, you can see Post 210, Gold 16, Hounds Baseball, Raymond. I mean, that's sort of by Springfield, 16 under 1. post 210 gold 6. Baseball Marsh, I'm not sure where they're at, 16 under 5. And then we got, my paper's nice and clean. It's not chewed up like a shark, Chad.
Yeah. You got the nice set of papers.
Yard Goats Black, 15, 11 of those names, 3. Danville Post Gold, 1. Gold, 14. Champagne, 0. This week, Clark County at Danville. Danville at Champaign, and Champaign at Danville. Senior American Legion Softball, Mattoon Pride 5, Danville 0, Danville 18-8, Rhino 18-1, Danville Post 210 6, Mid-State Blaze 2, and you have Danville Post 210 Elite 11, and Central Illinois Patriots 0. Junior American Legion Softball. The Lady Speakers had 6, 14 under Indiana. Arabians 5, Mad Apple Black 14 under 13, Danville Lady Speakers 2. Danville Lady Speakers 5, Indiana Extreme Slack 5. Tie ball game. Danville Post 210 Lady again, Speakers 5, Indiana Fusion 1, and NKY Bandits, that's a new one on me, 14 and under 4, and Danville Post 2 and Ladies 2. I believe that wraps it up.
Yeah. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get the other items for the week and put a wrap on our first abbreviated Saturday Sports Connection of the season here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Be back in a moment.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. I'm Neil Stevens, chairman of Mission Canine Warrior. Our annual fundraiser is Saturday, September 14th from 5 to midnight at the Georgetown Fairgrounds. For other events and information, feel free to look us up at Mission Canine Warrior.org or on Facebook.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, and WITYradio.com, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back with you. A couple items here to mention. Summer practices for Danville Cross Country, Danville High School Cross Country, have begun. 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Edison Elementary, meeting in the large lot near the playground. And the practice locations will change, and they'll mix it up this summer. They got some running out at Kickapoo State Park, Winter Park, Kennecook County Park, get on some different terrain and get everybody conditioned. Now, remember, summer practices are not mandatory. However, they're highly recommended to build as a team and make you a runner come fall. And I think they're, at this point in time, welcoming anybody, not just cross-country runners, but folks that just want to – it's kind of like a running club. Everybody wants to get in shape. They can do
you
that.
You used to be a cross-country runner, Chad.
I did.
Hey, now's a good chance for you to get in shape again, Chad.
Stop. No, you're just being weird. They got coming up Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday this upcoming week, 7th, 9th, and 11th. And they'll do that, looks like, the following week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then the following week after that, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But what you need to bring is running shoes, athletic shorts and shirt, water, towel, a yoga mat, and a friend. Run for fun, run to get in shape for another sport, run to compete. And if you have more information, contact Coach Skovram. It's Skovranm at Danville118.org, or Coach Long at longc@danville118.org. Communication will be done through the GroupMe app. There's also an 8 to 18 registration. And reminder, if your physical expires before November 30th, make sure that you renew that as soon as possible. One other item I've got here, Coach, is a Hoopston Area High School seeking nominations for the Hoopston Area High School Athletic Hall of Fame, Class of 2026. The mission of their Hall of Fame is to recognize those athletes, teams, coaches, administrators, boosters, or fans who have made significant contributions to Cornjerker Athletics. This was accomplished either through their service, performance, dedication, commitment, or accomplishments during their high school careers, or have distinguished himself or herself in the field of athletics after graduating from Hoopston Area High School. Nomination forms are due by October 1st. They can be found on the high school website, and I could give you like the three-line website address, but I think if you just reach out to the school, they can get you the address there too, rather than me sitting here and you not having pen and paper out there. And if this is something you want to do, or you can contact Principal Kim Hutzel at the office, 217-283-6661. The induction ceremony currently scheduled for February 6th of 2026 during halftime of the boys' high school basketball game.
There you have it.
What else you got?
Well, you know, with all the draft, you got the young man doesn't want to go to Utah. You got all, I mean, there's all kind of things we could
yeah,
talk forever and ever.
So we mentioned that last week that he's and then of course it looked like he almost had kind of like a shotgun press conference where he had to basically say, "Yeah, I'm happy to be here," but if you saw the press conference, you noticed the body language. He was sitting back in his chair and then waited for the question to be asked. And then he, you know, all of a sudden changed his expression as he, you know, brought himself up to the microphone.
Well, you know, in those cases, it goes back to sometimes in these situations that I'm sure over the course of time, there's probably numerous players that say, "Hey, I don't want to go to this particular place," but when you're getting millions of dollars,
right? It's well within his rights not to sign.
Yeah,
he can decide to not sign and be entered. And
that happens. Players,
year.
You know, well, you got. Well, let's look at just down the road here. You got Turner leaving the Pacers, who's a long time one of the longest players to play at with the Pacers. Now took to the arch rival, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
With Giannis, so I mean, they have that right, and goes back to the Kurt Flood situation many years ago in St. Louis when Kurt Flood says, "Hey, I have the right; I can go wherever I want to go."
That's true. I mean, I think the viewpoint has changed to where it's just like any other job that you would have, where kind of free to work and support and be a part of whatever team you want to be
part of. Well, and you see that with the NIL and the transfer portal and so forth. I mean, if, heaven forbid, Chad Baker says, "Hey, WGN call me, and hey, Dave, I love you to death, but I'm going to WGN," and I mean, that's the comparison, I guess.
Yeah,
And if you're, let's say you're at Bungie and you're a worker there and somebody comes along and says, "Hey, you know, I'm going to give you a 2-year contract and do this and this, and I'm going to give you this." Well, okay, I can tell you in my own situation, the guys in St. Kitts, "Hey, they offered me this and this."
Right, and traditionalists hate that. You know, traditionalists be like, "No, you know, you made a commitment to work here, blah, 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 blah." Everybody, if somebody finds a revenue stream that they enjoy, you shouldn't slant them for that, you know. And especially if there's somebody willing to offer them more money, anybody in their right mind would take that rather than continue to do what you've always done and get what you've always gotten.
Well, we're all human beings. We get in a comfort zone. When I was the Dambler Communicos, I was on a one-year contract. There was no tenure. There was no nothing.
Yeah.
And that could change rapidly with a new president or anything like that. And that's all over. That's just not.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the communicos level. So you know you can get into that, but you also got to remember to a certain extent your body's your business. You know, and that's you've got to be able to take care of your family, take care of yourself, and we've seen it. Yeah. You know. I'll give you a quick example here. I had a call, it's been about a month and a half ago, Corey Fox, who played for me. And he had been at Limestone College down in Gaffney, South Carolina, and did a great job. He got to the Final Four and Division II women's basketball. He played men's basketball and was an assistant there. Well, they closed the college. So now what do you do? Now, here you love being there, your kids and everything else. Now you got to make a change. When it happens here, we saw it. Obviously, with Quaker, we've seen it with General Motors. I mean, it's not anything new, but when it feeds into sport, we think it has to be the ultra. No, it's not. It's business.
Well, I think fans historically they're rooted in loyalty. They're loyal to their team. They're loyal.
Well,
to
and that's what we grew up
and
with, Chad.
They want your athletes to be loyal to that cause too. And when it doesn't, it hurts. But it's. I think loyalty is something that is very fluid. I think if you commit, commit to writing out your contract. If you commit, to,
I think you hit a key word here. Contract.
And
that's what's going to happen with the NIL stuff is that there's going to be a contract. And if you I'll give you a quick example for all those fans out there.
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
All right, I'm going to go as quick as I can.
Synopsis.
All right, so when I was in Europe, if I had a really good player at Derby, and I said this to our option the other day, if, say, a team in Belgium, higher level, says, hey, I want him, well, you had to pay Derby so much to get him.
Yep.
And I think that's what's going to happen at the college level.
Absolutely. Well, hey, that wraps us up. We've got ABC Sports World to take us out here today on your Saturday Sports Connection. And, Coach, this last episode with you here for a while, right?
It is. I'm in Omaha at a basketball camp there at the military base off it, and then down to St. Louis with that one. And then I'm back here for a couple weeks and there'll be palm trees and oceans.
And the big trip, the big trip. So
big trip.
We'll be safe on it. And, we'll definitely catch up soon. And we'll be back next Saturday morning on location from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios up at Penfield for the I&I Historic Farm Days with another shortened Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Have a good week and stay cool out there.
I'm Jim Basquiat. We get it started with New York, New York. Mets down a run, a runner aboard, seventh inning.
Alonso off with the pitch, the 3-2, McNeil rips one deep right field, home run, second deck. The Mets take a 6-5 lead.
As heard right here on ESPN Radio, Jeff McNeil, two-run shot is your game winner. Mets take the Yanks 6-5. Juan Soto, a two-run home run among his three hits. The Mets have won three straight. The Yankees dropping their fifth straight. Those two back at it. Again today, it's presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app comes your way at 3:30 Eastern. Michael Busch, three home runs. Pete Carroll Armstrong hit two. Cubs went deep, a franchise record eight times, pounding the Cardinals 11-3. Cal Raleigh, 34th and 35th. New career high matching Ken Griffey Jr.'s Seattle record for most home runs before the break as they beat the Pirates 6-0. Jake Cronenworth, your walk-off a winner in the 10th. Padres 3-2 over the Rangers. Jose Altuve homer twice, drove in five. Astros rout the Dodgers 18-1. Worst Dodger Stadium loss for L.A. in that one. Meantime, Miles Straw scored the game winner on a throwing error in the 10th. Blue Jays extend their winning streak to six, beating the Angels 4-3. 4-3. Harrison Bader, second home run is a walk-off winner for the Twins in the ninth, 4-3 over the Rays. Trevor Story, homer, drove in four as part of a four-hit day. Red Sox route the Nationals 11-2. Spencer Steer, a two-run double, part of a five-run third. Cincinnati past Philadelphia. That's a 9-6 final. And Cedric Mullins, two-run home run, gives the O's a 3-2 win over the Atlanta Braves. Carlos Alcaraz keeps his three-peat hopes alive at Wimbledon, and Joey Chestnut reclaims his Nathan's famous hot dog eating title, consuming 70 and a half hot dogs for that mustard belt.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. I'm Neil Stevens, chairman of Mission Canine Warrior. Our annual fundraiser is Saturday, September 14th from 5 to midnight at the Georgetown Fairgrounds. For other events and information, feel free to look us up at Mission Canine Warrior.org or on Facebook.
You're listening to Billy Anna's Best.